5 is just to ask some of the common good investment type questions, open-ended type questions that they're used to having advisors talk to them about. Might be, what's the best investment that you've ever made and why? What's the worst investment that you've ever made and why? What's the one thing that if you could only accomplish one financial goal would be your most important goal? And, you know, just those still kind of dreamy, open-ended type questions, but directed very much toward their, you know, their financial goals and objectives. What is it about money that sometimes keeps you up at night? How far would the market have to go down before you'd be calling me up saying enough is enough and I'd have to talk you down off the ledge? You know, those types of questions, which they have heard very frequently from other financial advisors, and we'll get some more in. Then the next one is 3 hyper open-ended questions that if you've read my books, you know, I suggest that we teach our bankers to use. And those are, if you had a realistic magic wand and could change one thing about your overall financial situation, what would you change? What would you add or remove from your current financial picture? Second one is, what in your life do you want your money to do for you that you haven't addressed yet or haven't addressed completely? Third one is a 2-part question. First one is, on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being perfection, 1 being a train wreck, how do you feel about your overall financial situation today? And, you know, they're going to give us whatever they give us. You know, in today's financial situation, we're probably going to get a lot of 4s, 5s, and 6s. So we get 4s, 5s, and 6s, and, you know, when market's a little better, we get a lot of 6s, 7s, and 8s. But the second part question is, what could we, here at Wachovia, one of the most powerful financial services companies on the planet, do to help you move you toward a 10? And those 3 questions are also very powerful because of the fact that in the question itself, we are presuming that there's a gap between where they are and where they want to be. And so, again, it's kind of communicating to their unconscious mind that, look, let's be real. I know things aren't perfect for you right now. They're not perfect for anybody. You're here for a reason. What's the most important reason? What's the thing that you want to work on most next? And I honestly cannot think of anybody who's ever come back to me and said, I've tried all 6 of those and they failed. If you did, what I would do at this point is I would pull out an Envision questionnaire and start going through the financial process and say something to the effect of, well, before I get started, let me get a little background information from you. And normally what you get is just the beginning of where it is that they want to go.